Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. The PC Workshop continues. We do this every Wednesday with Martin Howe from IT Know How. Sorry, I just turned myself off there. What? The PC Workshop every Wednesday with Martin from IT Know How. And we're looking at some of the questions which have come in through the website, tonefm.co.uk. Martin, final question, please.
Final question. This is from Dave, my builder friend, as it happens, who lives around in Clovermead. I want a new laptop. How many gigadoodahs do I need to look for?
Gigadoodahs. No, that's a great phrase.
Exactly. I mean, if you can't remember what the phrase is, make one up. So that's absolutely fine. He does, of course, mean gigahertz. In actual fact, utterly irrelevant.
Gigahertz or gigabyte? I thought you were going to say gigabyte.
It could have been going down gigabytes. It could have been gigahertz, one way or the other.
Or gig.
Let's have a gig. Hey, we could have a gig. Hey, party on. broadly speaking, again, 19 out of 20 people will be able to do the internet, email, pictures, word processing on a laptop that has 4 gigabytes of memory and an Intel i3 core processor. Again, these are broad things, but as you're walking down the aisles or thumbing through the books looking for PCs, there are 3 key things that they talk about. The processor, they talk about memory, and they talk about the hard drive size. Truthfully, anyone changing a laptop at the moment, the hard drive size will be bigger. It will probably be 500 gigabytes. Mm. And as I was talking to somebody the other
pretty
day...
Pretty much standard now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. And somebody the other day was going on about... I said, well, how big's yours? And he said, 80. And I said, and you're worried about getting it on the new one? He said, I don't want to make sure there's enough space. And I said, there will be. Yeah, so 500 gigabytes. It's actually hard. You're almost as likely to end up with a terabyte, with 1,000 gigabytes. And in truth, you are actually probably... If you've got 1,000 gigabytes of storage space, you're probably actually looking at an i5 core processor, and you're probably looking at 6 or even 8 gigabytes of memory. For day-to-day use, it really isn't necessary, and it's a matter of measuring it. This laptop, whether it's got big fancy numbers and everything else, will still last you 4 to 5 years before natural wear and tear will probably cause it to have failed, most disappointingly for a lot of people. So you could spend £400 on your laptop and be very happy with it for the next 4 to 5 years. You could spend £1,000 on it and be exceedingly disappointed if in 5 years you're having to change it still. The only other thing to mention, obviously, about laptops is, of course, if you walk down a high street now and walk into a shop and buy one, it will have Windows 8 on it. End of. Is that an issue? Well, we've talked about this before, back before Christmas and things, and we've talked about Windows 8, and really, is it that bad? No, it's not that bad. It's just awkward to get used to, and it takes a little time. Do I therefore want to spend that time getting used to it? You're going to have to, if I'm absolutely honest. There is an out, though. There is an option. Windows 7 is still available in the business world. So if you are prepared to buy it online from one of the online suppliers, you can actually go into their business options, and you will find Windows 7 laptops. Downside is going to cost you £100 more than your Windows 8 laptop. So two laptops sat side by side, the Windows 7 one will be £100 more. That's partly because of the cost of the license, because it'll be a Windows 7 professional license, and partly because of supply and demand. It's simply down to that, and the fact they can obviously charge that accordingly. A couple of people I've spoken to who've said, oh, I'd really like a Windows, I really don't want Windows 8, I really would like Windows 7, and you've explained obviously this £100. In actual fact, again, back to our 4 to 5 year lifespan, well, that actually means you're spending an extra 20 or 20 or 25 or £20 a year on your laptop, and quite honestly, to alleviate the hassle aggro of having to relearn how to use your computer, yeah, it's probably worth the extra. It's probably worth the extra. So there is an option for you there as far as it goes, Dave, and anybody else that's listening, in order to, as I say, make sure that you've got, you know, something that you can use. Windows 8 you'll be able to use, but you'll have to probably find workarounds. Windows 7 is the natural progression on from Windows XP and Windows Vista. It has a toolbar across the bottom. It has a start button in the bottom left corner, and it behaves exactly like your computer does at the moment. Double click on icons and away you go. Windows 8, well, we'll leave that one in the corner at the end of the long stick, as I put it to Steve one day.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, thanks very much for that, and thank you for your questions.